Shvius, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Klal Gadol Amru B'Shvius. Chazal say a rule, a big rule for Shvius, which is as follows: Kol Shu Michael Adam, Michael Behema, Umiyan Hatzovim. Anything that grows in the ground, which is either fit for people, or it's Michael Behema fit for animals, Umiyan Hatzovim, or something that could be used for dyeing. Anything that grows in the ground that's one of those three, and the Einim Skayim Ba'aret, and it also has the feature that it doesn't stay around in the ground, meaning after a while it starts to rot, it only lasts for so long in the ground. So anything that's like that has the following halachas. Yesh lo shvius, ul dam shvius. It has a kedusha shvius to it, which is to say, you have to treat it with a special kedusha, as we'll find out what that means. You can't do business with it, you can't waste it. Ul dam shvius. And if you sell it to somebody else, then the money that you sell it for also has kedusha shvius, and it has to be used like shvius produce. In other words, when the things that you buy with that money have to be things you eat, and have to be treated with kedusha shvius. Furthermore, yesh le beer, uladam of beer. It has beer, which is to say when there's no more of that product out on the field, let's say it's an apple, if there are no more apples available out in the fields for animals to eat, then you have to be mafkir the apples that you have in your, that you took, shvit the apples that you took. Uladam of beer, and if you sell perish shvits for money, then the money and the things that you buy with it also have the din of beer. The Rash Sirivio here learns that the money's time of beer is going to be like, that's going to say later in the Mishnah about a similar case, that the money has to be, its time for beer is at Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year, the beginning of the 8th year. That's how the Rash Sirivio learns. The Rambam learns that the time of the beer is follows the rules of the beer of the food it was exchanged for. So if you did it for apples, then whenever it is that apples are chayv in beer, that's when this money has to have beer by then also. The Aizah said, so what are examples of this rule that we had? We had mentioned it's a food that, something that grows in the ground, doesn't stay around, and as it eventually, you know, tends to rot, it rots, it stops being available, and it's either used for eating, or for feeding animals, or for dying. So first we're going to say ones that meet this criteria that are for eating. Ali Haluf HaShoita. We've had in the Mishnahs before, and that Aluf, in the Gemara beforehand, that Aluf HaShoita is a certain kind of onion that stays in the ground for a long time. So the alei halof hashoita, the leaves of that plant, those leaves do not stay around from year to year. They, you know, dry up and become unavailable anymore for people. So those are used for eating, and the animals kind of work. Alei hadindina, the other two gear stories over here. So you hadindina or hanindina, which the first name means mint, so mint leaves. Ha'olshin means endives. Hakrishin, harigila. The Netzachol, and these three other vegetables. Netzachol, they say, is a plant that when you break it, out comes a white, like a milky sap comes out of it. So these things are all Michael Adam, and they're animus kind words. Or Michael Behema, what are examples of Michael Behema? Are Hachuchim, Dardrim, different kinds of thorny plants that only animals eat and people don't eat, and they don't last forever on the plant, on the tree. When that serpent and of dies, Svichi is this. Issus is a bluish kind of a dye, and svicha issus is this, is that when you cut them down, they grow back up, sort of like svicha, and svicha means things that grow by themselves in the field. They don't actually grow by themselves, but when you cut down some of them, more of them grow right behind it, so they have future, they act as if they're svicha. The kaitza, manifold is some other kind of a dye. So these are, all of these cases are Yesh Lehem Shvius, Old Mehem Shvius, they have Shvius, we have Kedusha Shvius, the money you use with them has Kedusha Shvius as well. Yesh Lehem Beer, at a certain point, you have to beer to these things, Old Mehem Beer, and money that you use to buy them has to be treated in the same way it also is Chayim Beer. Next thing Mishnah says, Oy Kalam, another rule they said, Kol Shehu Michael Adam, Michael Behemah Min HaTzayim, anything that's, again, either for eating by people, eating by animals, or for dying, but Meskayim Ba'aretz, but this is something that stays around on the ground. I mean, it never runs out. It just keeps on growing more and more. So for that kind of food, Yesh Lo Shvius, Lo Dam Lo Shvius, it has Kedusha Shvius. If you sell it for money, the money also has Kedusha Shvius, like in the previous dinim. But Ein Lo Beer, it has no din of beer because it's not, there never comes a time that it's not available to animals. And the Torah says when it becomes unavailable, that's when you have the beer. So these things never have a chayvin beer, below the dam of beer, and its money is not chayvin beer either, for the same reason. Vases asks, so what's the examples of this? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah continues and says, Iker halaf hashayter, the actual luf hashayter, that kind of onion that stays under the ground, that keeps on growing, it just keeps on getting bigger and bigger, and it just never is unavailable. So that also, that is something that does not have a din of beer, as opposed to in the beginning of the Mishnah was alei halaf hashayter. The Iker had rindino or dindino, the same as the case was before. It's the root or the stalk of this mint tree, ha'ar kibalin means what grows around the palm tree, and just it's like a grassy kind of thing that grows around, and it just gets more and more. V'chalbetzin v'abuchria, two other kinds of, so chalbetzin is the root of the netzachol that was mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah. So the netzachol part of it, that part, the netz, like the flowery part that has this milky sap, that part is in Miskayim Baretz, but the root, which is called Chalvetzim, that is Miskayim Baretz and does not have a din of beer, Bukhriya, is something else, which the Mefarshim give an Arabic translation. Okay, so that was for things that people eat. Umin Hatzayim, but and from dyes, Hapua, that's a certain kind of a red dye, I believe it's a red dye, something that makes a red dye, but Arach, Rachba is a root, a different kind of a root. So again, it just gets bigger and bigger. It doesn't ever become unavailable. So what's the din? Excuse me, yes, I'm shrias. Udman shrias. All these things have shrias. They're kedushas shrias. The money that's used to buy them also has kedushas shrias. But ain't them beer, Udman beer, but there's no beer to them. And their money, the money that is used to buy them also has no beer to it. So Ramir argues, and he says, the name is Bar Mad Rosh Hashanah. No, these things, the money that was used to buy them, is required to have beer. Now, of course, when can it have beer to? It can't have beer to the time of the food, because the food itself has no beer. So it's given a sort of an arbitrary time that beer is that you have to beer at Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year. So, as we had mentioned, the Rosh Sirivya learns that the Yeshlim, the dumb of beer in the beginning of the Mishnah also means Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year. And the Rambam learns, no. And the ratio with it, the food has beer, then the time of the beer for the money follows the time of the food. So the Chacham said to Rameir, hand in beer, if the food itself doesn't require beer, so surely the money that was used to buy it isn't having beer. And Rameir disagrees with that. He says that we have to give a stricter into the money because the money is not obviously a shriya's produce. Now the mission continues. Klipe Rimon v'hanet shaloi, the peels of pomegranates v'hanet shaloi, and the flower that's attached to it. Klipe Agosim, the peels of certain kinds of nuts, and the mouthful says that all of these are used for dyeing, those three things. V'hagal inim, that means is the seeds of fruits. The seeds of fruits, some of them are Michael Adam, as in, he says, the seeds of olives that can be used to make oil from them. You could squeeze them for oil, and the seeds of dates are used for Michael Behema. So all these things, again, we had things that are meant for dying or for eating. Yesh lahem, shvias, well, the main shvias. All these things have shvias, and their money that you use to exchange has shvias also. And the Mishnah says, but hatzava, a person who uses these for dying, so we had said that things that are used for dying have kedusha shvias, and in fact, you're allowed to use them on shvias. Tzeva l'atzma, so he can dye things for himself, because that's how you use it, and you're allowed to use it like that on shvias. But, le'yitzva b'schar, but he's not allowed to dye for other people for payment. Why? She'en oisin schar v'peir shvias. One of the rules of kedusha shvias is you're not allowed to do business with things that are, excuse me, meant for, that are, have kedusha shvias. And if someone pays me to dye their clothing with these fruits, that's using the dye, using the food with kedusha shvias in a way to do business, and therefore I'm not allowed to do that. So I'm not allowed to do it for someone else for payment. Okay. Now the Mishnah says another thing. Now that we've mentioned that there's an issue to do schora, to be in business with payment shvias, that's a rule of kedusha shvias. Now the Mishnah mentions something else, which a whole list of other foods that also have this rule. You're not allowed to do business with them. This is not because of kedusha shvias, of course, and that is v'loy b'bacharis. You can't do business with a bachar v'loy b'tshumas or with tshumam. So that means is you're not a bachar and tshumah are things that have to be treated in a specific way with specific kedusha. So the Chacham said, a person shouldn't be doing business with them because we're concerned that, you know, buying and selling and making all kinds of business with them will lead to someone not treating them with the proper Kedusha. And these four types of non-kosher foods, either Nevela, I mean an animal is killed without Shechita, a Trefa is an animal that had something wrong with it that it's going to die within a year, or with insects, those kinds of things, you can't do business with them. You can't be in business to trade them because we're concerned here not that someone will treat with proper kedusha, but here the problem is that someone might end up eating it. And therefore, if you're always doing business with it, you might come to eating it. And therefore, the Chacham said, all of these things are not allowed to be traded. The Maharal Fuller points out, which is in fact what the din is, that the Isser to do business with foods which are usher to eat only applies when it's something that's usher to eat midaraisa. There is an exception, but as a rule, it's only for things that are usher midaraisa. That does not apply to things that are usher midaraisa. We're going to see another exception to that rule coming up later in this Mishnah itself. Then the Mishnah says like this. Back to the Isser Schaira. The Mishnah says it's going to teach us now something that the Isser Schaira is limited to somebody who did the original. His original contact with this item was in order to do schayra. And that means as follows. So the Mishnah says, V'loyhi loykeach yirokas sadeh u'morcha b'shok. A person, the real issue to do schayra is, according to a Rash, it appears there's a couple of shitas, but according to the Rash, which is what we'll follow, the real issue to do schayra is to pick fruit with the intention of going and selling them out on the market. That's a person who, he pulled the things off the ground, or he bought them with intention, either pulled them off the ground to sell them to somebody else, or he bought them in quantities at pricing so he could resell them. He bought them wholesale so he could sell them retail. So both of those are people who acquired the item in a way that they could then do business with them. That's what's usher. So this person, a person shouldn't take the yarukas that grow in his field. In a case where they're not Tzvichim, somehow they have Kedusha Shvi'it, they started growing before Shemitah, you pick them on Shemitah, don't sell them in the Shuk. And the Maharal Fuller explains that if you sell them in the Shuk, then even if you didn't originally pick them to sell, even if you pick them more innocently, if you sell them in the Shuk, it gives the impression that you're a person who's doing Shvi'it with them. Because when you sell them in the Shuk, because when you have large quantities and you're doing a business out of it, so you're not allowed to do the Aval who like it. But if you want, you could pick it for yourself to eat. And if your child wants to then sell it by himself, that's okay, because the parent picked the fruit, and he's not selling it. And the child, who didn't pick it, he's just selling it, he's basically not doing schar, because although he's selling it, he didn't pick it for selling. Furthermore, lakach la'atzmai v'chayse, what happens if a person bought some Perish shoes and he had left over, or others are there's lakat, he picked it off the ground for himself, for hoish and it was left over. Mutal Lamarkar, he's allowed to sell it to somebody else because he's not doing business with it, he didn't buy it or pick it for, you know, to do business, he just had some leftover, that's not considered Isser Schaira. Okay, next the Mishnah says, Lakach Bachar Lamishta Benoi or Larego. What happens if a person bought a Bachar that he wanted to eat to serve at his son's party? Or on Yom Tov, and this means, of course, a Bechor that had a moment. A regular Bechor has to be brought as a carbon. A Bechor of an animal is brought as a carbon. You don't serve that at your son's party or at the regal. But it means is you brought a Bechor that had a moment, and the din is you're supposed to, you could check it and you could eat it, but you're not allowed to do Sechor with it. It has Kedusha to it. We don't just do business with it. We had Sechor in the Mishnah before, and you're not allowed to do Mishnah with it. But so he bought it with a fine intention. He was going to eat it. And then it turned out that he didn't need it for that eating purpose, then Mutulamarchet is allowed to sell. And this is because of the exception to the rule before, and we had before in a number of foods you're not allowed to buy because Chacham were afraid something would go wrong. Either you wouldn't cheat with Kedusha, or you would end up eating something you weren't supposed to. But if the person ended up with it by mistake, like in this case, he bought it in innocence, and then he ended up stuck with it, then the issue doesn't apply, because he's not really doing business with it, he just got stuck with something that's Mutter. Furthermore, a person whose business is to trap animals, see, if you trap animals, birds, or fish, and in his trap, he caught some trade animals. So we had said before, you're not allowed to sell trade, you're not allowed to be in business selling trade animals. But this person, Mutal Marker, he's allowed to sell them, because it's like we had before by the Bukhara. If you ended up with it by mistake, then you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to sell it to somebody else that's not included in the Issus HaRebbe. Af Mishin is Man or Shazdam Nolay, if he got it, Lekech or Moicher, not only if he got it while he was doing a business, like he was trapped and he caught it, but even if he comes across it once in a while, a good deal, he's allowed to buy it and sell it, and as long as he doesn't always buy and sell the trace things, if he once in a while has a good deal and he's allowed to, so Rabbi Yehuda says, that's also considered like in his domino, it's like it came to him, that this is also similar to that, because he came just once in a while with a special deal, the Chacham said, no, that's not true. If you find a deal for it, you're not allowed to buy it, that's considered doing schar with trefut. Okay, that was a very long mission we just had, and explained all kinds of halachas we had about Kedusha Shias. Now, the Gemara says like this. The Yerushalmi starts like this. Savorin la'ado. Something that's meant for dying for people, like you dye your clothes with it. The word says manu, but some change the gifts to minayin. How do we know she'ehalein Kedusha Shias? How do we know they have Kedusha Shias? That is to say, the Torah says that things that are foods have Kedusha Shias to it. How do we know, and we know like, for example, sticks and wood don't have Kedusha Shvias, they're not food. How do we know that things that are meant for dying are also considered to have Kedusha Shvias? Seemingly, things that are for dying are not for eating, so we should say that things that are only used as dyes should not have Kedusha Shvias. So the Yerushalmi is going to give two answers for that question. So the first one is like this. So the Yerushalmi says, Nishimina min hadah. We can learn it out from the following. And the drash is like this. Lochem, the pasuk says, it should be a year of resting for the land for you to eat. And then it says, so it said, this should be a year, the word lachem is extra. It just said, it should be a year of rest for the land when you'll eat. So the word lachem is extra. So it's teaching us that we should have an expanded idea of what it means to eat. Not just for eating. What it means is koshu tzarich lachem. Anything that people will need or would use, is considered, is included of what you're supposed to do with the things of shvias. So that teaches us that the items that grow during Shemitah can be used even for a broader understanding than not just for eating, but even for other human uses as well. That's understood to mean that even things that are used for dying. Now, the other side of that is, which we'll see in the next place, that you, once we saw that you're allowed to use the Tanya Allah, the Brisa tells us that this comes to include eating, drinking, anointing, and dying. Those are other human uses. And that's included. You're allowed to use things for Shvias for those things. Yatsasa, it excludes Milugma. Malugma is something that you use as a salve, as a cream to put on your body. Shayna al-Lachal, and it's only meant for sick people. And Yatsasa Alintin, it also excludes this certain kind of mixture of different food ingredients. Shayna al-Tefalin, that it's for people who have a poor sense of taste, that they can't taste very well. I give them this special mixture of food, and it helps, you know, reawaken their sense of taste. So these two types of items are only meant for very specific people. Most people have no benefit from this malugma or from the alintin. It doesn't help most people. So the things that you're allowed to use, you're allowed to use shvi's produce for, are for eating, drinking, and other things that most average people appreciate, such as anointing themselves with, or dyeing their clothes, dyeing their items with it, but you can't use it for something that it's not lachem, it's not for everybody. It's only for, you know, a very small class of people have any benefit from it. So from here we learn that you're allowed to use perish shvias for these special uses. You're allowed to use them for dyeing and anointing, and it's understood that the opposite is also true. That if you're allowed to use it for that, that means the things that go just for that are also considered to be the things that have kedusha shvias. The shvias produce could be used for this. Excuse me, could be used for these purposes, and those purposes are therefore upgraded to be sort of food-like. Not exactly, but they're like food-like, and therefore something that grows just for those purposes. Let's say something that's a plant that's just used for dyeing, that is considered to be a fruit of shvias. Even though it's not for eating, it's considered to be a food anyway. So Yerushalmi is a question like this. So Rabbi Yehuda asks a question. For lama yatsa The word v'lama they take out. Yatsa melugma she'ena alek kedusha shviyas. What you just said was that things that are used just for sick people are not considered to have kedusha shviyas. V'atani, but we have a mishnah. I believe it's a mishnah. I'm sorry, we have a price up, and there's different versions of how this next word reads. Some say din ubetzar v'zer assistin. The mouthful that says varden v'natzer v'zer istis. One different items. Shazer and Asap and Matzah Shvias. We'll read now the Ramah Fulda's Girsa. That you plant them on Matzah Shvias. That is to say, these are items that you plant them, and when they grow, they get replanted, and in the second year of their growing is when they produce something that's usable. In the first year of their growing, they're not usable to benefit people. So these items, so you zern, they grew on Shemitah, and then you replanted them after Shemitah. For after Shemitah, Kedusha Shvias Chol, and they have Kedusha Shvias. So, according to Maran Fulda, the question is, well, these items grew during Shemitah, they have basically no use during Shemitah. The only use is that they're going to be used in the next year, they'll be replanted and grow again. Well, if things that are not usable by people don't have Kedusha Shvias, these things are not usable. That's how the Maran Fulda learned them. We'll finish the Gemara him and then explain the other pshat. So the Gemara answers, my Kedun, so how should we rephrase the Drasha to explain why this case is not, why it's not true. So we explain it as lachem hashavu l'kuchem. Anything that's good for most people, for everybody, meaning for most people, that's what's considered to be a shvius produce. And therefore, these items, this whole list that we just said, the verdin, venetzer, vizera, istis, these bunch of items, they're usable by everybody. They're not usable this year, they'll be usable next year. So even though right now they're not food, but for everybody considers them to be considered something that has an eventual food or dar use, and therefore they're considered to be, they're included. That's how the mouthful learns. The Gra and others learn a little bit differently. They learn is, the Gemara's question, the question is, not Shazern is on B'Matzoy Shviyas, Shazern is on B'Shviyas, you plant them on Shviyas, and these items are items that are meant for perfumes, and they give off a good scent, and or similar purposes like that. So the Yerushalmi's question is, if you said that items that are meant for sick people are not considered food because are not considered perish food because not everybody appreciates it. Well, scents, not everybody appreciates either. That's only for very refined people, very fancy people like that. So to which Yerushalmi answers, no, it's not true. Most people do appreciate it. Maybe they can't afford it, but everybody appreciates it, and therefore it's considered to have perish food, as opposed to things that are meant for sick people. Well, the people who don't have a good sense of taste, that's a very small group of people. Everybody else has absolutely no benefit from it. Okay. So that was the first shot in the Gemara, that the way we know that items used for dyeing have Kedusha Shviyas is because the Pasuk Lachem tells us that the edible we should have a broader definition of the word edible, and includes even things that are used not for eating specifically, but anointing and dyeing also. Now the Gemara says, Shama min hada. He says, you could learn it from the following. You could learn that things that are used for dung from the following pasuk, because it says tihiyah. What does the pasuk say? It says in the pasuk, for your animals, the animals and the wild animals that are in Eretz Yisrael, tihiyah called tfuas alecha, should be all the tfuah for eating. So again, the word tihiyah, they should be, is again an extra word, because just said for the animals, it should all call tfuas alecha. So what does tihiyah mean? Tihiyah teaches you av la lokas haner or tfuah batseva. You could even use things from Kedusha Shviyas for lighting lamps and for dyeing and to dyeing things. So now we're finding out that when the Torah said it should be used for people and animals eating, that's what the Torah says specifically. Tia tells you there's another form of use that's also permitted, and that is to use it for lamps and for dyeing. So we've now have a new drasha that we know that it's included. In fact, the Gemara of Loinim to Ma'abed is Ochle Be'ema. So the Yerushalmi's question, wait a second. But if you have something that's being used for dying, you say you're allowed to do perish, you're allowed to be used for dying. So the Yerushalmi says, I don't understand. Then aren't you not using it for its best use? The Torah says specifically you could use it for people or animals. And it hints at the fact that you can also use it for dyeing. Well, anything that can be used for dyeing or for lighting a lamp, why don't you feed it to an animal? Which would be a prime use, is to feed it to the animal. So why is it that you're allowed to use it for dyeing? So in theory, dyeing might be okay, but why isn't anything that could be used for dyeing have a primary use that could be used to feed the animals? So the Yerushalmi answers, we'll read the Mara full discourse, it's a little bit like opposite of what an extra says in the Yerushalmi. See, I mean, it'll just change the order. Tifter will answer one of two answers. The first answer is, Ba'oichle behemal adam. That means is that we have something that could be fed to animals, or it could be used, l'adam, meaning for dying for people, for people's dyes. So therefore, it's Ba'oichle behemal adam. The choices are either to feed it to an animal, give it to a person for dying, and therefore what we're learning from this price is that when we have that choice, it's preferable to give the dye to use it for a human use, even if the human use for dying is preferable than to give it to an animal use. So animal use is secondary automatically to personal use, even if the animal gets to eat it, still the preference is to give it to a human, even if the human is just going to use it for dying. So that's the first answer. And Amar Mana, Ramana says the second answer, Tifter b'tzvi'in l'adam. The case is talking about that's something that's only suitable for dying. All can be used for a dying problem. It's not suitable for eating, even by animals. Not suitable at all. And therefore, you can't see from this anything about what would be the din if you had a choice between animal eating and human dying. We don't know what the din would be, because maybe this bison that says that you could use it for dying was talking about something that could only be used for dying, that has absolutely can't be used by animal or people. And therefore, the second answer is that you can use it when it has no other use, but maybe if it has any use for people, animals, then you know how to use it. So we had proofs that Tzavon Adam are included in what's considered things are edible for people, and they have Kedusha Shvius. And after the Gemara, Tzavon with the Hema, Mal Shiel, and Kedusha Shvius. What about things that are used just for dying for animals? Are they also included? The Joshua's that we had beforehand that told us that things for people includes things that are anything that's usable by people, not just that are eaten by people. What about for behemoths also? The Gemara says, Mishmim and Hadar, we could bring a right from the following brisa. This brisa, we're going to be bringing in parts, the next bunch of shilas. Ikra haverid, the branches, the stalks of a verid of a rose. Ikra ha'aga, ikra ha'og, two other plants that are used for dying. Eimed and Kedusha Shvius, they don't have Kedusha Shvius. And the Yerushalmi understands that whatever these plants are, they're not used for Michael Adam, they're not used for Michael Behema, and they're not used for dying for people, they're only used for dying for animals. And the Brisa says, the Sefta says, so they don't have Kedusha Shvius. That answers our question, the things that are meant just for calling for animals do not have Kedusha Shvius. Mini krisis maushir on kedusha shvius. We had said beforehand that things that are used for people, l'kol tzarchichan, anything that's used, tzarchichan, anything that people use, even if it's not food per se, it has kedusha shvius. So we included dyes. What about detergents that are used for cleaning laundry? Is that also considered to have kedusha shvius? Mishmim and hadol. We learned from the following brisa, the same brisa which says, hayiranin v'habayris v'ha'ochal. Yes, they have Kedusha Shvius. These different kinds of soaps have Kedusha Shvius. So things that grow during Shemitah and that are usable just as for cleansing, those things have Kedusha Shvius. Even though no one would eat them, that's considered to be a tzaruch of Adam also. In fact, now another one, the son of Mashiach learned Kedusha Shvius. What happens for items that are meant just for giving, for the fragrance that they give, rather than they're not eaten per se, they're used just for the fragrance. So the one wants to know if they had Kedusha Shvius. You could bring the right from that brisa. Haperach lavan v'ha'oiren. Some even actually take that word out. Haperach lavan, this white flower, v'ha'oiren, and some other item. Ain't like Kedusha Shvius. They don't have Kedusha Shvius. And they are used as besamen. And therefore, we have a right from this brisa that these things don't have Kedusha Shvius. So Chavai Amin, the other people in the yeshiva said, no, Rav Shimon, maybe that brisa that says that they don't have Kedusha Shvius is going to Rav Shimon, which is why the Rav Shimon Omer Ein LaKetef Shvius Mishnah and Pri. In the next Mishnah, there's going to be a machlekes, Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, but whether Ketef or Ketaf has Shvius. So Rav Shimon says Ketaf doesn't have Shvius because it's not a Pri. So Rav Shimon holds, and Ketaf also is something that's used for giving fragrance. Rav Shimon obviously holds that having a fragrance is not enough. But the Chachamim, we don't know what the Chachamim hold. The Chachamim hold that it does have Kedusha Shehiyas. Is that because they hold that there is some kind of a pre to the Ketav? Or, in which case it would have nothing to do with what we want, no Raya. Or, do the Chachamim hold that Ketav is, has Kedusha Shehiyas because it's used for fragrance, for exactly for our, the reason that we're talking about. So the Chavaya said that, you know, we have no way of knowing. That price might all be going to Shimon. It could be the Chachamim. There's reason to think that the Chachamim argue and hold that just because something, that having a fragrance is enough to make something have Kedusha Shehiyas. Or Shimon Shimon vote. He answers a different way. He says, Tifta Divrei HaKoli. You could say that the price is going to everybody and none of them. There's still not a proof to our Shaila because Bahadon Nisurasa, it's a certain part of a plant, or others learn it's a variety of the plant that is not used for Basam at all. So the Yerushalmi, at this point, is not able to answer the Shaila. It ends off leaving us with a question. If something is used just for fragrance, is that considered to be to have Kedusha Shehiyas, or not to have Kedusha Shehiyas? The Yerushalmi does not answer the Shaila. The Chazanish brings that one should be machmir about that child. Sometimes it's just for fragrance, shed kedusha shviyas. But there's a machloek in the later pesukim between Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv about whether something is really meant, like a flower, is meant just for its look, and it happens to have a fragrance to it. Whether that's also included in this shadow or not. Yeah, mini adlokos ma islam. Mini adlokos. What about things that are meant just for lighting? These are oils that are used for illumination, but they're not. Eating, you don't eat them. So the Shaila says that also considered to be a tzarech adam also, which have kedusha shviyas. Matnislach. What do you have in mind when you ask that question? Because most of the oils are things that are edible also. I mean, like olive oil, also from things that are edible. So what kind of thing do we have in mind that it produces an oil and the oil is not edible? Kigoyin hahen pakua. The oil from a pakua, and the Gemara is going to say in a second, as is a mafoda, that also the oil of a vered. What about those that only would be used for illumination, but they would not be possibly used for eating? Is that considered to be included in this broader understanding of what of eating is also for other? So the Gemara is like this. Have a right. The hahein, we have a bite that says this. Hahein vered, tniba tismion. The about a vered, there are three rules about the different parts of the vered. Olin shalom, the leaves of the vered, which is used for eating. The Mepharshim said that you somehow put it onto your food, right into the food, and I guess it spices the food or something. So olin shalom, yesh lem shviyas lo demein shviyas. The leaves themselves have shviyas. Excuse me, lo demein shviyas. Excuse me. The main shviyas, if you exchange for something else, the money also gets you kedusha shviyas. Yesh lamiru the main beer. Since they eventually disappear from the plant, they don't last forever, so they have beer, because when that time comes and there's none left for the animals, you have to beer on them, well, the main beer. And the money that exchanged for them also has beer to it also. Pikur shalai, what about the stalks of the plant, or the bush, the shrub of the vered, that's how the mouthful runs. Yesh the shviyas of the mouth shviyas. It has shviyas, and money exchange has shviyas also, because from it you can extract this oil that can be used for illumination. In the beer, or the beer, but it has no beer, nor does the money that's exchanged for it have beer, because the shrub, the bushes, the stalks of it, they don't go away. They don't ever disappear. They stay around from year to year, and therefore there's no time for beer. And ikar shalai, the roots, ainon shviyas like dama shviyas, it has no shviyas, and neither does its money, because it's not edible, it's not used for animals, it's not used for anything, except we had it before, and about used for dying for animals, which doesn't count. Ain lebir, well, dama beer, of course, it doesn't have shviyas, and doesn't have beer either. So from the middle din, which was the pika shalai, we see that the pika shalai has shviyas, because, and the Gemara knows that the only use for the pika is to make the oil that's used for illumination, and therefore we have a right from here that kind of use is considered to be a thing that's used for Tzarech Adam and it has Kedusha Shviyas. Okay, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bal Kamir Lavo. Rabbi Yirmiyahu is the following question. Mavu Lichbosh Minahin Vered. Are you allowed to take the leaves of a vered and I think we're talking about the leaves, and be covered them and pickle them. That is to say, you put them, soak them to draw out from them some flavor from them, or some color from them. I think it's flavor. And the shayla is, the way the Rav learns is that kavush is a form of cooking. You're not allowed to cook anything that can be used raw, can't be cooked on shvius. It's considered to not be a best way of using it, and therefore, if it can be used raw, you're not allowed to cook it. It's like a waste of the food. So what about for this berry? So Amalah is Rav said in the creation. Is there anything else to do with it? In other words, nobody uses it raw. So if nobody uses it raw, then you're allowed to be kavish it or cook it. So Rabbi Chiya argues and says, no, there is a way that people use it. People use it as is. And therefore he holds that you're not allowed to be kavish it. Okay, now, Ramana made the following, passing the following shadows. Now, the following things we have, I don't know what any of them are. But what the way the Maran Fudl learns is there's going to be a list of things that you're allowed to use, food you're allowed to make on trees, and things that you're not allowed to. The ones that you're allowed to are things that the source that you use it, the plant material that you use for it, is not used for any other food items. So Urustin, Shari, and Udurudustin, Shari, I'm not pronouncing these right, Kitritun, Shari, Mirsintin, Shari, and Darminun, Shari, all of those, these 5 items that are mutter is because the plant material that you make it from have no food use, and therefore you're allowed to make medicines out of these things on shvius because these are not plant materials; they don't have kedusha shvius altogether. But idrumirin aser and diumirin aser, those two are also because they're made from items that are used for they're edible that people eat them, and if so, it had beforehand that you're not allowed to take Michael Adam and turn it into a medicine, because medicines are not used by the average person, only people who are sick, and therefore you're not allowed to make those two, but the 5 that were listed previously, you are allowed to. According to Maran Fudl, that's because those things are not, it appears that he's saying is those things are not used for food, the plant materials are not used for food anyhow, and therefore there's nothing wrong with making those on Shemitah, because they don't have any kedusha shvius. Tzipari Shalom, the people from Tzipari is following Kasha Lurab Imi, Eshab Imi, Mao. And there's different gears here, but they all learn the same shot. We'll just read the Marfulda's gears, but the point of the words all mean the same question according to everybody. Mahu lahatin bohen chitin. Are you allowed to? The practice was they used to take in our mission. They had mentioned that there are things called chuchim, kinds of thorns, and people would use them as a way of tempering their grains. That is to say, they want to have a small amount of moisture on the grains. And somehow they would put these chuchen, or soak this chuchen in water and put them over the grains, and it would slowly put water all across the grains. So using the thorns in that way would help a food item. It would help the grains become moistened the way exactly they were supposed to. But in the process, they would lose the use, or the most of the use, of the chuchen. The thorns would no longer be meichel adam. We no longer be Meichel Behema. So the shaila is, are you allowed to take something that's Meichel, that's designated for Meichel Behema, or that's potentially used for Meichel Behema, and ruin it from its Meichel Behema use? Now, of course, usually you should not be allowed to do that. If something has Kedusha Shvius, you can't waste it. But the shaila is, here you're not wasting it for nothing. Here you're wasting it to perform a service for Meichel Adam. So is something that's for Tzarech Adam, it's not Meichel Adam, because you're not going to eat it, but it's a Tzarech Adam, it's a Tzarech of a Meichel Adam, are you allowed to waste a Meichel Behemah in order to get that? Maybe, you know, maybe the use for an Adam is a higher use, and automatically you're allowed to do that if you want to. So that's where it's the Shaila. So, there are different ways to learn the answers of the Gemara. We're going to learn the way it appears at the mouthful of the lunch. Amalan, Atun Am Mishem Rechanina, you told me from Rechanina, the afil ale kurs yeshari, that Rav Chanina said that you're allowed to use ale, the leaves of a kursia plant, some kind of a plant, in the same way. And therefore, in the case of the chuchen, you're allowed to do the same thing also. Now, this is connected. Rav Chanina said it's connected because he said a kursia is allowed to, and chuchen are allowed. And it's because of what we're about to say in a second that Amar Rabbi Yeshua Lo'ovda V'smach Halai. Rabbi Yeshua said you should know the following thing is Halal Lo'ovda. It's like Halal Halamaisa V'smach Halai. You could trust me, which is what Amar Rabbi Yeshua Elochem Yuchel Behem Elochatz Bovad. So Rabbi Chanina is counting on that. Rabbi Yeshua said the only thing that's really Meichel Behema is grasses. Grasses, as the pasuk says, Matzmir Chatz Behema. Grasses are meant for animals. Are meant are grown Hashem grooms them just so animals will have what to eat on. And every other thing that's Meichel Behema is on a lower level. So the actual grasses, according to Rabbi Chanina, you could not use for Adam, for a Tzaruch Adam, because that's really going to be meant for Meichel Behema. But anything else that just has a potential use for Meichel Behema, like thorns or like Corsia, that could be used for Meichel Behema, that's not such a strong use of Meichel Behema. So if you have a way to use it for a person, you could. According to Rav Chanina, if you wanted to use chotzer, you want to use grasses for this use for a Tzaruch Adam, you would not be allowed to. But now the Gemara continues. Within the shita of Rav Yeshe. Rav Yeshe, according to Rav Fulton, is going to actually argue a little bit on Rav Chanina, because Rav Yeshe says like this: Ushaloktoi lahatim boy. If you picked it off the ground in order to use it for this moistening of the other grains, you could use it even on the chotzer. Even chotzer could be used for that, because he holds that anything that has a possible use for an adam is for sure mutter. You're for sure allowed to use anything that could be meichel behema, even the chotzer that had potential use for behema. If you want to use it for Adam, anyway, you're allowed to. So he's arguing in this detail on Rav Chanina, not on the shayla we had about chukin, but about his own shayla about chotzer. He would argue. The Tani came chotzer v'chol shayirakas shalakdim lahatim boy mutal lahatim, and he says he has a price that says like that if you take even grasses or any other vegetables that were meant for Meichel Behema, and you took them off the ground with intention to use them for this Hatana for moistening the grains, you're allowed to do that because there's nothing wrong with using Meichel Behema for an Adam, if some Tzaruch Adam. Chisir Aleim Meichel Adam, but if you had picked them with intention to use them for Meichel Behema, for Meichel Adam, then also Lahatim, because then to downgrade something from a use that would be eaten by people to only be a use that would be helpful to people, that's not enough. That you can't do. That's considered a waste of the perishables. Turning back Kapora, Mutter, Lahatim Mehem, Va'asa Luvas Behem. Back Kapora says, it's true that you're allowed to be Lahatim Mehem to do this moistening, Va'asa Luvas Behem, but you can't do business with them. You can't lend them. That's how the Mara Fulton's Gears is. You can't lend for them. In other words, you can't do business with them because Perish Shvius, you're not allowed to do sorry with them. You're not allowed to do business with them like regular produce. Lama Shvius and Kedusha Shvius. They have Kedusha Shvius. So you're not allowed to trade them and go back and forth with other people about them. That's what he said. So it does have, you're allowed to use it for Tzaruch Adam, but you're not allowed to use them in do business with them. Like the Gemara, for Oichle Behema, in the Kedusha Shvius, don't we all know that Oichle Behema, things that are animal feed, have Kedusha Shvius? Pat Amar, wait a second. We know that Meichel Behema is allowed to be used to make medicines for a person, to use like for creams for a person. Now, you're not allowed to use food for creams because that's considered to be wasting it, because you're only making it for a thing that most people don't have use for. So, but Meichel Behema, you're allowed to turn into a malugma. You're allowed to turn into a cream or like a medicine, a medicinal item. So that means to say it has Kedusha Shvius, but seemingly, but if it's being used with Tzaruch Adam, then it's Mutter. So either for everything except for Chatzir, or also Chatzir, but whatever, according to the different sheetahs we had before, but you're allowed to use things that are for a behema, you're allowed to use for Tzaruch Adam. So you're allowed to use it to make a medicine out of it, so why aren't you allowed to lend based on it also? And that's for a person, that's trying to help a person, so if you're allowed to do things that, if you're allowed to take an animal item and use it to help a person, so why are you allowed to use it also Lulavos Behem? So it is a question back up. So the one answers Amar Yosef Shaminin 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 Lulav Mul Adam. We've heard that you're allowed to use Meichel Adam, Meichel Behema, in order to make a Mulugma. Veshaminin Shemotu Sachem Lazmatim Saman Mul Adam. Did you ever hear that Meichel Behema is allowed to be soaked just to draw out, you know, one part of the Meichel Behema and use it for Adam? And that's a rhetorical question. No one ever heard of that. So, which is to say that even though you're allowed to use Meichel Behema for certain types of Tzaruch Adam, like as in to make a Malugma, or we had before maybe to make Hatim Behem, But that doesn't mean you can use everything you want to. It's not open season that you can do anything in the world that you want to for an adam with something that's ma'achal behema. And therefore you're not allowed to, that's why Bar Kappara said you're not allowed to lend with it, because just doing schar with it, that's not mutter. That's too not connected to the use of an adam to say, well, adam is benefiting from the fact that you're doing business with him. That's not considered enough. It's only things that are much more meaningfully a tzarech adam, like to make a malugma, or to make to be lahati mehem, but to do just any other use, like luvas mehem, which is what Rakhapar says, usher, that you're not allowed to do. Tamon Tzimim, where the mission looks and it says, luvas rodin, v'shel adol, the love, it's part of the plant of a zeret or an adol, not for this is an adol, it's like a tznoin, like a radish, v'ali l'fashet, and the leaves of a of an onion-like plant, these parts of these three foods are not suitable for eating as is. They have to be sweetened, that means cooked, or somehow prepared to make them really suitable for eating, and therefore they don't have tumas ochen. They don't have the special tuma that applies to things that are food items in their current state, because they're not food items. Lama shehim baron, because they're bitter. The way they are right now, they're not really edible, and if they don't have tumas ochlin until you do this preparation that makes them suitable for eating. So, fret the Gemara, is that true? With termicin, loud eating marn, aren't termicin also like that? The termicin, the Gemara in the Bible says that it has to be cooked 7 times before you can eat it. So, they're really not fit for eating, so they need a lot of preparation before you can eat them. And the mouthful that brings it, the sefer right on that, in books right over there, says that they are metamed tumas ochlin even before they were cooked so many times. So why is it that termicin are not are considered to be food, even though they're not really edible right now, the food, because they're fit to be edible, you have to do the right preparation. So why the luvays, radim, v'shal adol, and al l'fashayta have a different din? And for the Gemara, shiny termicin, she'ikron l'chol adam. The answer is that termicin are different because termicin are primarily used as food items, so therefore they're considered to be a food, even though you didn't prepare them yet. They're just sort of like a raw food, just an unprepared food, so it is an echel. As opposed to these three, the wolf is rather Michel Adol, those three are not usually used for food, and therefore until you actually do the act that makes them suitable for eating, they're not considered to be echel, and therefore they don't have termicin echel. So now the Gemara explains, well, which is, we want to do the Tzurcha Boshe Minin. The reason why we're saying this, it's really the double negative, the not reason why we didn't say this. In other words, the reason why we mentioned this, why we're bringing, if you can mention Kuxin, that has to do with Thomas Eichel over here in Shvi'ez, we brought this to tell you, She'en Kedusha Shvi'ez Chalem at Shi'en Tiku, that these three fruits, Luv Ezrodin, Sha'adav, Adav, Fashoitur, are also, they don't have kedusha shvi'ez until you do the thing to make it edible. So just like for tumas ochlin, they're not considered foods until you do the preparation that it takes to make it edible. So too for kedusha shvi'ez. So when in our mission, when it said that al luf hashoyta have kedusha shvi'ez, it was one of the things mentioned in our mission. That is, not only has kedusha shvi'ez after you did this preparation that makes it shiyim tikkun, that makes it sweeter, that makes it suitable for eating. So that's the Yishali makes such a, has such an understanding to explain our Mishnah. Lochei namar b'yisur b'ach chanina. And we could, even, the Gemara is not going to explain it. It seems a little bit odd to say that the Mishnah is only talking about after you cooked it. It didn't say that in the Mishnah. The Mishnah just said this, ha'alof ha'shoyta had kedusha shvi'ez. So, but we can see the same idea from the following. Because lochei namar b'yisur b'ach chanina, didn't Rabbi Yisur b'ach chanina say that all shen chashim sen utamun tumas oichlam b'shvi'ez? We had this in the sixth parak. That he said it's the following. All shen is an endive, but over here it means wild endive. It's a kind that people typically do not eat. And Rabbi Yeshua Bechanina said that on Shvi'ez they are considered to be food that metamin tumas ochlin. Why? They're not eaten. Nobody really eats them. And the reason was because the Gemara had explained earlier that the reason is because during Shvi'ez at that time when this was said, you were not allowed to bring vegetables from Chutz Laretz. So if you're not allowed to bring vegetables from Chutz Laretz during Shemitah, then anything that's even passively edible became all of a sudden a food item. And therefore during Shemitah, Olshei Soda, these wild, the ones that grow out wild, they are considered Eichon Sof on Shvi's, that this kind of also Tanim Tumas Eichon Ve'inmar. And on that we said, Taira Hadar Amr, the reason for this is, when is this true? Actually, hit the Rebbe Lahaviyak Mechutzarts, or it's when Rebbe, before it became permitted to bring vegetables from Chutzarts, I wish it Rebbe Lahaviyak Mechutzarts, or it's for one time, once it became mutter to bring Yark from Chutzarts, or it's Israel. So he shvies, he shashish for us. So then, the status of this ocean is the same during Shemitah and during the rest of the years because it's not edible, it's passively edible in all years, and there's nothing special about Shemitah. There's no reason why people are more desperate on Shemitah because they have what to eat from Chutzarts. Okay, so the Gemara says, "V'chol lo yirum chashuv zayin chashalim." So you see that this ocean is nowadays ocean are not considered to be have kedusha shvius unless a person has in mind that he wants to use them for eating. Yet in our Mishnah, it mentions ocean as one of the foods that has kedusha shvius. So why does it say that? Our Mishnah seemingly is going even after Rebbe made this din that you could bring the things from Chutz Eretz to Israel. So why am I Mishnah talking about ocean when you had in mind to use them? So just like we could say that ocean is talking about a case where you had in mind that you were going to use it for food, so too the Alev Fashayt is also talking about that you had done something to prepare it. Words, don't be so surprised that our Mishnah is saying is considering things edible even though they're only passive, you know, they need something else, some kind of special thing you have to have in mind. No, there's nothing wrong about that. We see from ocean that that's what's going on also. So therefore, don't be surprised by Alu Fashayta. In fact, the Gemara, and we're going to read the Gersh, and I'm going to the way the mouthful that has it. It says, Umetzinu Dover, Umetzinu Dover, Shein Kedusha Shviz Cholem B'Tefilazon, is there such a thing as something, do we ever find a food that doesn't have Kedusha Shviz when you pick it off the ground, Ubisoif, Kedusha Shviz Cholem, and later on it has Kedusha Shviz, that's what we're saying. We're saying that the Alu Fashayta, when you pick it, do not have Kedusha Shviz. If you do this the preparation to it, all of a sudden it gets Kedusha Shviz. And we're saying, Bolshin, if you pull off the ground, if you pull off the ground without having a mind to use it for food, then it's not, and all of a sudden you change your mind, then it becomes to have Kedusha Shvius. Is there such a thing that someone could not have Kedusha Shvius and then later on get Kedusha Shvius? It seems odd. Usually you would think that it has to do with it when you go. So that's the worst question. Is there really such a thing? So now it's a question on that assumption. Like I could ask you on that, meaning in a sense, I can answer, these three vegetables are going to be these three things that grow, would mean the eighth paragraph. The Mishnah says, Shalakim Eitzim and Kedusha Shviz Chalalim. They're typically used for lumber, for fuel. If that's what you bought them for, then there's no Kedusha Shviz on them because they're not food items. And there's no Kedusha Shviz on wood, just branches. If you decide that you're going to use them for eating, then if you pick them for that reason, Kedusha Shviz Chalalim, then there is Kedusha Shviz on them. So you don't be so surprised that something could usually not have Kedusha Shviz and sometimes have Kedusha Shviz, depending on what you had in mind. Here we have it. It's a Mefarish Mishnah coming up in the 8th paragraph. Rochananya says, I'm not convinced by this point that you're making, and I think that the question was a good question. Those items, this Sia, Ezer, and Kurnis, those items, at the time that you harvest them, that you pick them off the ground, they can already have Kedusha Shviz. If you had in mind when you picked it off the ground that you're going to use it for food, they would have Kedusha Shviz. So that is to say that already when they're growing and being picked, they're already fit. They potentially have Kedusha Shviz. So in that case, it seems Rabbi Chananya holds that that's reasonable, that in that case it should be Kedusha Shviz, that someone's status of Kedusha Shviz should depend on what you think about. But to say in all cases that the Kedusha Shviz is going to depend on something that happens later, depending on how you prepare it, that he didn't accept that there could be such a thing, the Gemara leaves it for the question. And obviously, the others who held not like that, the others held that just like something can change its status depending on what you think when you harvest it, so too, it's like sort of hanging, it's only potentially have Kedusha Shviz depending on what you think, so too the other things are also hanging even after you harvest, even if you pick them off the ground, to see if you're going to prepare them the right way. And now the Shami gives translation and says, Asir is Cicero, which some say means mint, Ezev is Ezeva, Kurnis is Kurnisa, different vegetables. One of them, I think, is someone translates as oregano, different possible spices, things that these are. Chalbitzin, the Mishnah had mentioned this item called chalbitzin, and mahu chalbitzin, what are they? So the Gemara answers, it's betich netzachalv.
So the word chavatin is a contraction of the word chola and beta. And it means it's the branches of the netachol, which has, was a plant that had mentioned earlier in the Mishnah that has a milky sap. So the beta is like the branches that are sometimes have like an eggy kind of a form are called chelbetin, which is like a contraction of that word in reverse of the beta of the chol. Okay. The Mishnah had said that if we have a food that has no chiv of beer, because it stays around all the time, it's never not around, so it's never chiv in beer. So Rameir had said was, if you exchange that food for money, then what you buy with that money has beer to it. Okay, and the Chacham said back to him, how can it be? How can it be that the Kedusha Shehu said transfers onto the money is more chomer, has a stricter din than the thing itself? How can it be that the food itself doesn't have Kedusha Shehu, but the money that you transfer Kedusha onto all of a sudden has it? So the Mishnah has an exhibit, Rameir answers back, but the Yerushalmi is telling us, Rameir answers back, Machmir Nebedamim Minikar. I'm more Machmir about the money than I am about the item itself. And the reason is because, well, let's finish what he said. Hashem and Shal Shvius, Madlikim Boy. The din is, if you have oil of Shvius, you're allowed to use it for fuel, and you're allowed to use it to light. And the reason is because that's considered a primary use for the oil, and that's not considered wasting it. Machru v'lokach boy shemen. What happens if you sell this oil for money? Now you take the money and you go buy other oil. In Madlikim Boy, you're not allowed to light that other oil, which seems counterintuitive. Why not? The thing you came from was allowed to be lit. The thing you bought is also something whose primary use would be for lighting. So why is it a waste? Why is it considered to be not using shmita produce properly by using this to light? So if you see over there that's it then. So you see that sometimes the thing you buy with the Kedusha Shehu has a stricter din than the item itself. And the reason for that is because it's a chumrah for things that are bought with money from Kedusha Shvius. And the reason for the chumrah is that people don't all understand that when you buy something with money from Kedusha Shvius, it also has Kedusha Shvius. And therefore, in order to strengthen that position, to strengthen that din, that people should know that what you buy has Kedusha Shvius also, the chachams, according to Rameir, the Chacham insisted that it have Kedusha Shvius in a very strict way. Because if all of a sudden you'd be allowed to light it, people might erroneously think, oh, if I'm allowed to light it, it must not have Kedusha Shvius. Not, of course, realizing that lighting it is just is a way of using it, using its Kedusha Shvius. So therefore, they were extra strict to say that sometimes the what you buy with the money from that had been used to buy something with Kedusha Shvius has a stricter din. So just like over there, it has a stricter din that you can't light it, so too it has a stricter din with Rameir that it has beer also. It has beer, even though the original did not have beer. Now the Yerushalmi is going to give us a number of examples of places where there are chumras on the something that you did beer to, I'm sorry, something that you exchanged for something with Kedusha Shvius, and it has a stricter din than it should have theoretically, otherwise, you sound like this. Or even Rabbi Yochanan says like this: Hechlif shemen shemen shnei masurim. If two people switch oils with each other, they each have oil with Kedusha Shvius, and then they switch them for one another. So seemingly, nothing should have changed. They both had Kedusha Shvius, and now they still have Kedusha Shvius. But the answer is, the din is shnei masurim. Both of them cannot be used for lighting. Why? Because each one of them has a primary Kedusha Shvius, because they actually were doing shemitah. And from that perspective, it can be used for lighting oil. But each of them also has a lighting for fires. But each one of them also has a secondary Kedusha Shvius, and that is they have Kedusha Shvius because they were exchanged for something that has Kedusha Shvius. Well, we just said that when you exchange something for Kedusha Shvius, you're not allowed to use that item. You're not allowed to use it for oil. You exchange it for oil, you're not allowed to light with it. So because of their primary Kedusha Shvius, you'd be allowed to light with it. But because of their secondary Kedusha Shvius that they got from the other one that they were just exchanged for, we had just said that you're not allowed to use those, you're not allowed to light with them. It's a chumrah to make sure people are careful about the dinim of the Shvius. So Ketzer writes it. So what could he do? Now he's stuck with this oil that he can't light it with. So Rav Chizki, B'Shem Rav Yirmiyah said, would be mach l'shneim b'shalchulim. He would switch them for something of chulim. In other words, he would take two people had exchanged oils for one another. Now what he would do is he would take each of those people would then go exchange their oil for something else. Let's say they would exchange the oil for apples. So what would happen is like this. So the primary din is like this. When two items are switched with something with Kedusha Shvi'is is switched for something that does not have Kedusha Shvi'is, then they both have Kedusha Shvi'is. The original and the thing that it was switched for both have it. But if the second thing was switched for a third thing, I mean, you keep switching them, you keep moving, the din is the original thing that had Kedusha Shvi'is keeps its Kedusha Shvi'is. And in the exchanges, as you keep exchanging one thing for another, it's always the last one that has the Kedusha Shvi'is. So the secondary Kedusha Shvi'is is not on everything, it's on the last thing that was exchanged for. So if we did oil for oil, and then the second oil for apples, then the secondary Shvi'is has now passed onto the apples. So what happened is, we switched oil for oil. So each one of the oils now has a primary Kedusha Shvi'is because it comes in Shvi'is, and a secondary Kedusha Shvi'is because it was switched for something. But now if we take those two oils and we switch each of them for apples, now the primary each of the oils retains its primary Kedusha Shvi'is because it was a Takagudin Shvi'is, but it's now passed its secondary Shvi'is, Kedusha Shvi'is, onto the apples. So now the apples have to be eaten with Kedusha Shvi'is, but the oil no longer has a secondary Kedusha Shvi'is, and therefore the oil can be used for burning, because oil was just a primary Kedusha Shvi'is, can be used for burning, and that's how he would get around this problem if he got stuck in this issue. What happens now? Hichlif yayin b'shemen. What happens if you exchange wine for oil? So now there's a difference between wine and oil, that wine is can be used only for eating. That's the only thing you can use for during Shemitah, for drinking, because otherwise it's considered wasting. But oil can be used for lighting, for making fuel, for making, like, you know, illuminating, and it can be used for anointing one's body. You can rub into your skin. That was also considered a typical, common, fine use for the oil. So we say, it's come out that Amr, Yain and Tzachamoy, just like you can't rub oil into your skin. You can't rub wine into your skin, and shemen ema likimboy, and oil you can't, and yain, I'm sorry, yain ema likimboy, and you can't also use it as a fuel. That's silly. It's not mutter because it's not the primary use. With the kavod say shemen ema likimboy, so too you can't use the oil for rubbing into your skin or for lighting. That is to say, it takes on the chumra of what it came from. It was exchanged for wine. Now it was exchanged for wine. Since it was exchanged for wine, since by wine you're not allowed to use it in those manners, you can only eat it, so too this thing that you just switched it for also is not allowed to be used for those uses that wine used to do. So this is an extra step beyond what we said before. And before we said is, even though it came from oil, and it is oil, you still can't use it for burning because it's just a chumra to not use it in those ways, because it was exchanged. Now we're saying it has an extra chumra, even though the oil itself, this is oil, this is not Shemitah oil, this is just regular oil, was exchanged for wine. Oil, a good way of using it is for burning or for rubbing into your skin, even though you're not allowed to use it, because the thing that had Kedusha Shvi'is that it was exchanged for had that chumra, and therefore the oil now has that chumra also. Hichlef, another thing, Hichlef olin b'lulavin. What happens if you had leaves and lulavim of certain branches, of certain plant, and we said this, kemod the tamer, olam yeshlein beer, just like the olam, the leaves have beer, because the leaves come and go, and therefore at a certain point there's no more leaves left and you have to have beer, lulavim yeshlein beer, so the lulavim now, the lulavim would really stay around all the time, and they really have no beer, but now the lulavim have beer, because they take on the chumra of the olam that they came from. And another din, a last din, hichlev oichle adam oichle behema. If you switched something that's a food item for people for something that's only suitable for animals, so kamad tamar oichle adam ein oisim hemalogma. Just like we would say, like we've said beforehand, that things that are meant for humans are not allowed to be turned into like creams that are used for sick people that are put onto wounds. The Kabbalah say, Oichle Behemi, Oichle Behemi Lugma, that so too, the Oichle Behemi can't use that, because even though we know, we had before him, that Oichle Behemi can be made into a Lugma, Oichle Behemi is considered an upgrade for them to be used for a human, even for a sick person. That's okay, that's mutter. But in this case, they can't be, because they were exchanged for Oichle Adam. Oichle Adam is not considered a primary use if you use it just for making a cream for someone who's sick, and therefore, now the Oichle Behema has this, takes on the chumras of Oichle Adam, and it cannot be used to make a cream either. Okay, so we have a number of chumras here we've just mentioned that happen when you exchange one thing for another. One takes on the chumra of the other one. Okay, so now that Yerushalmi says this, Tni, or Tnina, okay, we have a bris that says like this. Marche Oichle Adam, for Oichle Behema, you can sell things that are suitable for people to eat or for animals to eat, likach behem oichli adam, to buy with them things that are suitable for people. And that is to say, is what you're doing is either when you're selling oichli adam for oichli adam, it's like an even level exchange, like, you know, potatoes for tomatoes, those are even, and oichli behem is an upgrade to go to oichli adam. Avaloi oichli behem, but you can't sell, you can't use, the way the Baal Shem Tov is, you can't use sell oichli adam to buy oichli behem. This last part of the Mishnah of the Baisa of Avaloi Oichle Behem is going back on the Oichle Adam. You can't sell Oichle Adam to buy Oichle Behem, because then you're downgrading the Oichle Adam, that they're now only going to, you're exchanging, that you're buying with them something that's only Oichle Behem, so that you're not allowed to do. Now, we're going to keep reading the mouthful this Kirsa. Oichle Behem, Likach Behem, Oichle Behem. You could sell Oichle Behem and buy Oichle Behem with them. The Koshkin, Oichle Adam, Likach Behem, Oichle Behem. And also, surely you could use sell oichle behem adam and buy with them oichle behem. So there's an obvious problem with this price, which is what the Gemara is pointing out, which is at the beginning of the price, it said you cannot sell oichle adam to buy oichle behem. And now it says, yeah, you for sure, you no problem, you could no problem buying, you can sell oichle adam to buy oichle behem. So which one is it? And so Yerushalmi explains that really you're not allowed to. Really, oichle adam for oichle behem is not mutter because it's like a downgrade. But v'hadah, over here it's talking about v'hadah knifso diyarko. It's the an outer layer of the yarek of a vegetable, and maskim lo le'igur, you bring them up to the roof, v'hi yiveshem in karma, and what happens is it dries out and becomes not even, only suitable for animals. So it's something that, when it said you could sell oichle adam to make oichle behem, it means is something that was used to be part of oichle adam, it used to be part of this vegetable. Now that you've peeled off this outer layer and it dries out, it becomes not suitable for people. It's only suitable for animals. So therefore, that's the thing, and that's why you're allowed to sell oichle behem, because this is something that used to be oichle adam, but it's now no longer oichle adam. Now it itself is oichle behem, so that's why you're allowed to sell oichle behem. Now, the Mishnah had mentioned the dinim of beer. So the Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Yochanan Meshem, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochalik says, B'yayin ala Pesach. You should know that the time for beer, for wine, the time for beer goes until Pesach of the eighth year. That until that long, there are grapes out in the field. There are some grapes still around in the field all the way till Pesach of the next year. And therefore, even though the grapes are harvested in the fall, like Sukkot time, even so, the grape, there's still some grapes left in the field, and therefore all the way until Pesach you can keep, there's no din appearance for wine. B'shemana hateres, oil, that means olive oil goes until Shavuos of the eighth year, ube groigros ad apurim, dried out figs is until Purim, and Rabbi B'shemana Chanina says ube tmam ad Chanukah, he says that for dates it goes until Chanukah. All of these are dates, all of these are times in the eighth year that you're not having beer, because they remain in the field until there's something left in the fields of the fruit itself, and therefore you're allowed to keep these all the way until then. There's no chiv of beer until then. Okay, the Mishnah had said, now the Mishnah had said was klipi rimu hanet shalai. The Mishnah talked about certain, the peels of certain items that are used for dyeing. So Rabbi Ila B'Shem Rishim Barava said the following. Rabbi Ila said in the name of Rishim Barava said the following. Rabbi Yochanan Chavrusei, or Chavrusei, there's different gears. Rabbi Yochanan and somebody else, Haviyasun, they were sitting together, Mach and Amr, and they asked, Yesh them beer, in them beer. They said, do these have beer or they don't have beer? Because if you notice, the whole Mishnah, almost every case, it talked about whether it has Kedusha Shvias and whether it has beer. But then when it came to these dyes, it only mentioned that they have Kedusha Shvias, but it didn't say whether they have beer or not. So they were wondering, what's the din about whether these plants that are used for dyeing, do they have beer or they don't have beer? Of Rabbi Yani Amrin, so Rabbi Yani passed by, Amen. So these two people said to each other, Ha Gavra, there's a person of stature, so Mishaline. So let's ask him what he knows about this dim. Do they have beer or they don't have beer? Also Shalune. So they asked him, Namalahem, He told them, "Kol davar shadar kelishar yesh le beer. Anything that falls off the tree has beer. That is to say, anything that falls off the tree that's not there all the time, so it has beer, because eventually there'll be none left for the animals, and then you'll have to do beer and make what you have hefker and not keep too much of it. Because ain't dar kelishar. If it doesn't fall off the tree, it stays here for a long time, like a branch. It never falls off. In le beer, there's no beer because it's always around for the animals. So therefore, what? That's the rule. For ilu mehen." The elo and elo, and these plants, these klipi riman and nechla, those things that were listed in the Mishnah, mehen shadaklisha, mehen shein daklisha. There are different varieties of the same plant. Some fall off, and some of them don't. And therefore, the shara tanimine, we'll learn at the first gears of the mafobis, the tana didn't want to explain what the din of those foods are, because some varieties need beer, and some of the varieties don't need beer. So therefore, the tana didn't say. And he expected you to use the rule, the general rule, which is sort of mentioned in the Mishnah anyhow, this general rule to figure out whether whether the variety that grows in your place is one that needs beer or doesn't need beer. It depends. There's different kinds of klipi riman, etc. Some need beer and some of them don't need beer. Okay, so now the Mishnah also said that you're a person who's dying for somebody else, let's say, clothes for somebody else on Shrias, is allowed to do it for free, but he's not allowed to do it for payment. So, okay, we know he's not allowed to do it for payment. What about for Tavis Hanah? Tavis Hanah means to say is that the person will owe him a favor. Like, let's say, you know, he says, now that you did this, I'll owe you something. Am I allowed to do it for that reason? Or are you only allowed to do it for free? It's hard to tell, because the Mishnah said for free is mutter, for payment is also. But this middle case, where you're doing it only for Tavis Hanah, the Mishnah didn't say what the deal is. So the Yerushalmi says, we can figure it out. In Man the Tani, we have a price that says, Ha shal shuv. Hashal shushes v'chalbitzin, these two items that are used for dying, hatagor esul atzmai, the tagor, the person who's in business, could do it for himself. And that by saying, it only says the first part, which is you could do it for yourself. It doesn't, and implying that there's nothing else, you can't do it for anybody else for any kind of reasons. It's trying to teach you that you're not allowed to do it for Tavis Hanah. That's why it says you're allowed to do it for yourself. It doesn't say implying that everything else, when you're doing it for somebody else, either for money or just for Tavis Hanah, is already usher. So when our Mishnah says you now do it for money, when our Mishnah said you can't do it for money, it meant to say is anything that's not for free is as if you're doing it for money, and therefore you're not allowed to do it. Then the Mishnah had said was she'ein oisin tzchari. You're now allowed to be in business to do transactions with things that are trade, not with Kedusha Shvi'is, but also all kinds of other things that were trade for. So, and the Yerushalmi now tells us how we know it. Siv. There's a pasuk, but talking about there are two pasukim. I forgot which one is which. One is going to be talking about treif animals, and one is talking about treif shvatzim. I think the first one is about treif animals. So there's a pasuk that tells you these things are tummy, and it ends off with some extra, seemingly extra words. It says they are tummy for you. So a couple of pasukim later, it's talking about, I think now it's about a treif sheret. A sheret, the tumah of a sheret, and it says utmei miulachem. It again says utmei miulachem. They should be tummy for you. So what's the reason for these pesukim? Echad is rachil, echad is rahana. It's come to teach you that not only are these things ought to have an isra chila, which the Torah has sort of said already, that you're not allowed to eat them, but they also have an isra hana. It has a certain form of isra hana, not the typical isra hana, but not that you're not allowed to have any benefit from them, but you're not allowed to do schar with them. That's what the Torah is teaching you by saying that you're not allowed to do schar with them, which is say, now to be in business to buy and sell them on a regular basis. And that teaches us, kol davar she'isur dvar Torah, asur la'aseh bo schar. Anything with the item itself would be usher with the raisa to eat it, then you can't do schar with it. Anything with the item itself would be mutter min haTorah, but it's usher with the rabbanon to eat it. So then mutter la'aseh bo schar, then the Torah is not referring to that, obviously, because it's only talking about things that are usher min haTorah. So the Chacham did make that usher, so mitra, anything that was usher, that's usher to eat with the raisa, you know, do schar with it. Anything that's only usher with the rabbanon, you're allowed to do schar with it. For example, Harei Chamor, wait a second, but donkeys are usher b'achila, the treif. Yet people do business with them. We buy and sell them. And for the Gemara, l'malachtik u'gadol, chamorim are only raised to do work, to carry things. And since they're not used as food items, people don't eat their chamor. Therefore, it's not even like considered that you're doing business with a tray food item, because it's not even a food item altogether. Bahari Gamal, where he said number Gamal also is people do business with Gamalim, and the Mepharshim explaining, and a Gamal, some people eat Gamal, so it's a little bit people eat it, basically, not really, but some people do eat it, so why would I do it? And for the Gamal, this one also, the primary use of a Gamal is for it to do malacha, to carry things, or for people to ride in it, and therefore the fact that even though people eat it so often, there is such a thing as people eating it, that doesn't count, and it's considered that you're doing schar not with a food item, it's as if you're doing schar with a car, it's not considered to be a food item. And then Yerushalmi ends this piece by saying, Rapashia, Nasav Yov Bahadem Rais, Rapashia used to, Nasav and Nasav, like he used to do business, but they marais with marais, which is something that's awesome with Rabbanan. It's a fish item that has an issue with Rabbanan and Rav Huna, Nasim and Nasim, but then Chiltusa. He used to do business with Chiltus, which is also something that's awesome with Rabbanan to do, and that goes together with what the Gemara just said, that the only issue of Shchayra is when you're doing Shchayra with something that's awesome with the rice. So these two things are only awesome with Rabbanan, therefore, these people used to do business on a regular basis with it.
Yerushalmi continues with the dinim of Shchayra. Loyal Kech Yuraka Sada. You can't have five people who are together gathering vegetables and one person selling them, and that's because in that case it looks much more like they're doing it for schar when there's such a crowd harvesting at the same time and then going and selling it. But if two people collected their own vegetables separately, then he can sell his friends as well, because they didn't do it in one big group, but each one did it individually, and now they happen to want to sell it together, then that's okay. And then we say, Chamisha Achen, five brothers, Malachim, can collect each their own things, and one can sell for all of them, which is to say, even though there are five brothers, and it looks like they're doing things together, but Levi, since each one of them is doing it separately, that's okay, even though the fact that the brothers makes it look more like they're doing it together. Amar Rabbi Rabun Uvach Yasser Palter. This that we say that a person is allowed to sell things in these different cases, in certain cases, that's assuming he doesn't make himself into a palter. What does that mean? What does it mean that he shouldn't make himself a palter? What does that mean? So the first explanation the Gemara says is he shouldn't sell in the same place the whole year or every year in the exact same place. In other words, he shouldn't be set up with a stand that this is the place where he does his sales, because that looks like he's a palter, means he's a merchant. He shouldn't make himself look like he's a merchant. The istibur name would obviously say the yamaz b'chosho, they shouldn't always be selling. He shouldn't be like, have his stand open during like business hours. He's always selling. Again, so the other version, but the same idea, which is that if he looks like he's a merchant, like he's always selling, then that's included in what you're not to do because of shchayra, because it looks like it's doing business. To me, now we say something else. If you have a storekeeper who's cooking vegetables on Shavuos, we'll say he's cooking the soup made out of vegetables made from Shavuos, and it's for sale. When he charges people for that soup, he shouldn't count in his schar al demei Shavuos for the vegetables that are from Shavuos. He can't charge them for the Shavuos part of it. He could charge them for the wine and the oil. And the schavatol, I mean, the amount of time it takes him, he could be paid for his wasted time, that he could have been doing something else. He's not charging them for that. So he could charge them for everything aside from the fact that there are vegetables in here, the fact that there's wine and oil, in the recipe, and the fact that he could charge for his time in the sense that he could have been doing something else with his time. He's allowed to charge for that, but he cannot charge for the perishrius. That would be doing schar with perishrius. Rabbi Law would give direction. Even chal teraya, the people who would do chalita, they used to take balls of dough mixed with oil, and they would boil it, stick it into boiling water, and he would tell them, "Well, to have a machashen a grechon a mishcha, don't
count up or figure out your fee based on the oil, except rather just include the flour that's in there. Notice the flour was from Natsri's flour, and the oil wasn't. So in this bowl of dough mixed with oil that they used to put into the boiling water, he'd say, charge people only for the flour part of it, not for the oil part of it, said for the same point. You shouldn't be charging somebody for the pear trees. And then the Mishnah had said, can't be in that kind of a business. Come on, we're going to price it. Now this price that we're going to bring, we're going to go into the Mara folder. This price is a price in, it's going on a din in Masechta Sanhedrin. That over there it says that a person who is Sechari Shvius, someone who does business with produce on Shvius, is possible aid this. He can't be used as an aid. And Rabbi Huda says, Amosai, when is that true? Bizman She'enla Umas Elohu, when he has no other profession other than this. All he does is that buys and sells Peri Shvius. Albiyash Umas Shlohi, if he has some other kind of business, Harry's a mutter, or it's just really, he should have a kosher, then he's kosher aid this. And he's not kosher, he's not possible aid this. So the Gemara says, "Hey Chavita, so now we want to now the Yerushalmi is saying, what does that mean? What's the example of a person who has another business of besides the Sechus Shvius? The Yerushalmi is going to have two versions of what that means. So the first is, and this is from a Tisefta Hayeshim Ubatul Milach Tekoshkin Shvua. If there was a person who did nothing, he was not in any kind of a business during all the years of Shemitah. Kibbutz about Shvius, his chamafshik yada v'nosim nosim b'peris sefer. And all of a sudden, when Shvius came, he started doing business with peris Shvius. So he was a sochir Shvius. That's all he did. If he has some other business that year, then kashrut. If he's not possible, if he's not, he's possible. In other words, for 6 years before Shemitah, he did nothing. He was not in any kind of business. Came Shemitah, he started being a business to sell peris Shvius. If he did that together with other business, then Rabbi Huda said he's in another business. He has an umdus besides selling peris Shvius, so he's still kosher edus. But it's not. If the only thing he does is that, he's possible edus. So that means is, in order to be say that a person has no, the only umdus he has is selling peris Shvius, that for all 7 years, that's all he has to be doing. Abba Yeshua was the kosher edus. Well, for all the other 6 years of Shvius, he was doing other work. And Kim Shvius is his chamash yadav v'noisim v'noisim v'peris sefer. And all of a sudden, Kim Shvius, he switched his business from selling something else to getting into the business of selling peris Shvius. Achvish inuam v'acheres muta. Even though that year he has nothing, no other business. That's all he's doing this year, selling peris Shvius. He's still kosher. The reason why he's kosher is because for 6 years he had some other business. So he's not a person whose only business is selling peris Shvius. So he's kosher. So this is a very lenient version. Explaining what Rehuda says. Rehuda says, we're only going to possibly, if there's a person who's, the way the Bible says, it's a person who's, in Isaac Bishuva Shalom, he's not involved in anything productive in this world except for Avirus. And so we say, if the other years he does, then he is Isaac Bishuva Shalom, he's involved in something worth all the other years, and if he's not possibly this. So this is a very lenient version of that Rabbi Huda in saying that if he does anything any of the other years, that's already enough to make him butter and make him kosher leivos. So Rabbi Zavda said from Rabbi Volber Shem Rabbi Lezer, he said halacha Rabbi Huda the Masizin. The halacha is like Rabbi Huda the Masizin as it was explained through this brisa. And Iklis Rabbi Zavda, and they gave praise for Rabbi Zavda the Mar Shmuel, which it says the Amar Shmuel that he said a Shmuel, he said over a reported of din, but Shem Zeh, he said it from someone who was smaller than him, which is he said it from a Vol, who it seems was younger than him and smaller than him, and therefore the praise of Rabbi Zavda that he would say something off like that and not feel a pride, too much pride to say something off from someone like that. Okay, so that was the version of it explained to Huda in a more make a way approach. Now, Tinu Rabbi Huda Luchama, we also have a member who says price that says Rabbi Huda in a strict way, which is what Hechavida. We said, what would be what's the example of a person who's not who has in like himself who Yeshua is been left to question Yeshua? He had some kind of a business all 6 years of the cycle that we're not Shemitah. Was Shvius his chamashi as Yad Elisa with him Peri Saveri? Now comes Shvius and he starts selling Peri Shvius in Yeshua Melacha Cheres. But if he had some other Melacha he does some other business during Shvi'ez, then he's kosher. If not, he's possible. So this version says that the only thing we care about is when Perish Shvi'ez are available, is that his whole business, or does he have other businesses as well? And if he has another business, that's okay, but if he doesn't, then he's possible. Even though the other years of Shvi'ez he had work to do, that doesn't save him. But the Lord has been locked in Kosh Neshua. If the whole 6 years he didn't do work, Kivin Shabbat Shviz, his Hamash, you know, the Menotim, Menotim, and Paris Affair. And now came Shviz and he started selling Paris Shviz. So for 6 years he was doing nothing. And now came, when Paris Shviz are available, he started selling those. Afopi Shishim and Lach Acheris also, even though he has other Moch to do in that year, he's Puzzle. That means to say, the Rabbi Yehuda said, a person who has no other malacha is puzzle ages, except for some parish who says is puzzle ages. That means that even though right now he happens to have another malacha, but overall, if we look at the full picture of this person, he basically has no other malacha. The fact that he has a little other work now, that's like meaningless. When he finally got to work, all he could do is do things with parish shvius and a little other business. For 6 years, he's doing nothing. So that's a person who's puzzle ages. So this is a stricter interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Yerushalmi says, Loi b'dah, not about this did we say that statement that we said before, which was Rabba Bar Zavta said from Ravo B'Shem Rav Lezer, Halach Rebuda de Masisan, and on which we would have said, Iklis Rabba Bar Zavta, Demarish Mumuchum Zerine. This whole statement that we said that Rabba Bar Zavta said from somebody else, that the Halach Zek Rebuda, and we thought so highly of Rabba Bar Zavta that he would say something from somebody else, somebody who's small with him, all of that does not apply. Would not have been according to this version. It was all according to the earlier version, in which Rabbi Yehuda was more, took a more lenient approach. Now, Yerushalmi then ends off as following. We'll learn, that this is the way the Rash learns, of Hacha, Kien Rabbi Yehuda Rabbun. On this, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbun said like this, which is, the Yerushalmi is going according to the way the Rash learns, towards the end of the Mishnah said like this. The Mishnah said that the Chachamim said that if somebody came across a Dover Tane while he was a person who's a trapper, someone whose his business is to trap these kind of animals, to catch kinds of animals, and he comes across a trapped animal, he's allowed to resell them. And Rudy said, no, anybody, not just a person who's like an official trapper, like he's in that kind of a business, but anyone's allowed to do that. So the Tanakamu, the Chachamim, really Tanakamu and then the Chachamim, it's the same thing, say that Sadei Chayav Oifes are the ones who are allowed to take advantage, and if they come across something cheap by mistake, like it just happens to show up, they're allowed to sell. So the Yerushalmi wants to know is, what's the difference? What is the difference? Why should it be that only people who are Tzadei Chayav Oifes, those people are allowed to sell the trade animals that they come across? It's not considered doing schara, but an average person who just comes across a trade animal is not allowed to sell. What should be the reason? But also over here, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbun said, Tamon in Amachas Oineses. In the person, the private person who comes across a trade animal, he has no the malchus, the government is not pressuring him to do anything, and therefore he has no right to sell. But Bram Hacha, but the person who's a tzai, the person who's a trapper, that's his business, is to catch animals. Hamalchus are necessary. The government is pressuring him, and that means to say, yes, the government charges him very high taxes, like for his license, or maybe just for animals that he catches, even if he doesn't sell them, some kind of a high tax on what he's doing. And therefore, if that person, because he's in this profession, that's what he does, he has to pay a very high tax, and if we won't let him sell it, that's for him a very big loss and very difficult for him. And therefore, Chacham said, in that case, that person is allowed to sell the trade animal that he captured by mistake. But the average person who has no such pressure from the government, he's just not allowed to sell it. It's also, for him, it's considered to be doing schar with trade food.